All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, thank you for joining me out here so early in the morning. Step out to my telescope. We're going to go and look for some stars.
Oh, we're all made of them.
Exactly. The hydrogen.
Mm-hmm. Heading out to the sun.
All I really know is like hydrogen, but it comes out of the sun, but it turns into helium there.
Is this the we're all made of stars and this is going to send us to Moby Games?
that would be terrible. I don't know that I would do that too.
Yeah, you'd have to download a bunch of Moby to like put in somewhere, and it's like
there has to be, well, you know,
kind a good of like Moby an, song.
No, I just admit, like, Moby seems like the kind of act who came along at the right time period where, kind of like rednecks, there would have been an interactive disc. That was
complete Moby experience.
Yeah, the Moby experience.
Let me type that in real quick.
Or like a flash game on his website. You know, I don't think I would put it past him.
Oh, it's a playlist on YouTube called the Moby Experience. But the first thing is one of his videos where he's in like super old age makeup, and I was like, what is this? But it's just somebody's playlist. Like,
okay.
The Moby Experience is watching him age in real time or something. Moby Questlog, Questlove, and others endure puzzling experience. What a scoop.
Okay, that's either a music video or that is the first line in their obituary after Moby is trapped by like the saw of electronic musicians.
Yeah.
Sawtooth.
Sawwave, yeah. Yeah, it also, it's on a USA Today thing, which won't let me look at it unless I disable ad block, which I usually just don't do that. But uh-huh. This is the most I've ever not done it. Like, I'm like, I don't need to read about, I'm not going to like do three clicks to read about Moby, my man.
Yeah.
You're barking up the wrong tree here.
You have drastically overestimated how much I care to read about Moby.
Yeah. Yes, I know I Googled it. Okay, yeah. Let's move beyond that and...
No, we're just gonna look through this here, but mm-hmm. I had a couple of coordinates for us to look at, but I'm just going to take this bad boy, I'm gonna spin it, and we're gonna see what's coming through.
Okay sounds good.
So I'm looking up at the sound of a rusty hinge spinning. Okay, it's there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can you do me a favor and look through that? See if there's anything there. I'll take
back with like a little paint circle around my eye. I'm gonna be real pissed.
Okay. Well, let me just change the eyepiece for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're on to me. You're on. You're on to me and my little rascals pranks.
Yeah, I figured that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I see? Well, SARS.
Yeah. No. It's okay. I'm gonna I'll take another spin here. Whee!
Okay.
Oh, it's a bright. It, Gary, it's coming right at us.
Uh oh.
Oh no. It's
Sparks Comet.
It's like some kind of ICBM or some kind of meteor. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh,
well, it's real close.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get in the shelter real quick.
Okay. Oh, wait, okay, it just kinda landed here.
Oh.
Somebody, wait, no, it's just a, no, it's like a canister. Somebody's throwing Tom Clancy games at us, Gary.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. the
subtitle
continues, chapter two.
The subtitle continues, chapter one, Prism Chronicles.
I hope you're ready for us to be real predictable about Tom Clancy.
Yeah, is this the first Tom Clancy we've done?
I think so. Yeah.
Are there more Tom Clancy games than any other quasi franchise?
I've got no idea. So that feels like it gets up into some kind of that feels like it gets into technicalities. Like if you look at the franchise that has the most games based off of it, I'm positive it would be some kind of like. Hatsumaniko kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you look at like Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon.
Uh-huh.
There are about 20 of each, or there's like 20 Rainbow Six games, mm-hmm. roughly, and probably like 15 Ghost Recon games.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 8-7 Splinter Cell games.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like miscellaneous. So we're looking right. at like, you know, pushing 45 or 50.
Something like that, yeah.
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 Wow.
I think you would have to really strictly limit, like, just you would have to put up some guardrails on that. So limit it to Western releases. Okay. And just because, you know, I'm not trying to start an anime fight. I just think that, you know, if you start getting into, you know, Dragon Ball, I think that also, I think that's, that starts coming at the king a little bit.
Sure.
And yeah, then Dragon Ball might be. You would also have to, limit mobile games, I think.
Yeah. Even though I'm sure there's some Tom Clancy mobile games.
Oh, I'm positive. Yeah. I'm positive that this was like, this had an N-gauge version. Like there is like an N-gauge version of Rainbow Six or something.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
We have not talked about Tom Clancy. Prepare for us to.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
It's Addict Suffering Needs Gridler. Missing Gridler.
Missing Gridler. Need
Missing Gridler. Missing that Gridler.
Yeah. And this is specifically the Game Boy Advance version of Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. Sid yep. Meier's American McGee's Archer McClane's. And this is a this is a Patreon demand from Eric.
Hey, Eric
says, I remember getting this as a gift along with Pokemon Silver for my uncle when I was 9. It seemed super cool then, but then again, anything with army guys was cool to a 9-year-old boy.
Was your uncle trying to even you out? Was the idea like you can play something kind of like colorful and fancy free, but also
also confront the real threat of nuclear terrorists? Yeah.
I'm gonna need a certain insurgent quota to these games.
Yeah.
I don't think this is all bad.
Yeah.
Like as a game, it's too. I don't like how it controls very much, but I like it. The Rainbow Six games are always seemed like something when I was younger, I thought I would like them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they deal with things that I like tactics.
Yes.
But they're weird. Like the first person Rainbow Six games are very strange. Then mm-hmm. like the experience of playing them feels like playing kind of one player Counter-Strike against experts.
Yeah.
To me, like I get one shot a lot in it, and I'm like, well, this shouldn't happen in a single player game. but this version that's overhead is like slower, more tactical Gauntlet or something. I'm into this.
That's a pretty good comparison. Yeah. My biggest problem with this. So this is top down. Mm-hmm. and you're controlling a squad of dudes. I recommend if you're going to play this, which why are you doing that to that?
Yeah, you shouldn't play it now.
you probably shouldn't. But once you get over the idea that like you have to do these little chords with the buttons to perform, there's aren't enough buttons on the Game Boy Advance to do what this game is asking you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get over that, my biggest problem with this is literally just that people can shoot you from off screen.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that didn't need to happen. That would have been easy to get out of this. So it's like almost pretty good.
Yeah.
I think for a GBA game of this type, like almost pretty good.
Almost, yeah. I would have been real happy to get this and play this when I was little. Did you play it?
I think I've talked about this before. The launch 3DS Tom Clancy game is good.
Oh, it was a Ghost Recon, but yeah. It was like futuristic Saturday morning.
It's not very the tone is still pretty Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
It's a little futuristic, but it's not definitely not Saturday morning. But the it's a tactics game. It's just you know, like Final Fantasy Tactics or whatever with guns. And you know, slightly fewer abilities, but still some builds, and they did really interesting stuff with like alternate like bonus goals missions, which we were like really incentivized to do, which changed them in interesting ways.
Yeah.
And like early on, people probably don't remember this, but their early on 3DS was really dire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's kind of Nintendo system.txt.
Yeah. But like the 3DS, it was expressly pronounced, you know,
yes.
even outside of like the ambassador program and kind of some of the Hail Marys they did, like it just, it was rougher for longer than it was for other.
Yes.
It was not guaranteed at all that the 3DS would be a success.
For something that did succeed, it's crazy how bad the initial launch was. Like the killer app for it for a very long time was the port of Star Fox 64. Like that was and it's like, oh, this is a very old game and it's, you know, it's fine. Like Star Fox 64 is good, but it was just, boy, like what is there to get? So I remember going into the store just like wanting to justify my purchase,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it doesn't really happen with the omni-console future, but at the time, like, I was like, oh yeah, I need to justify this.
Yeah.
And picked up that that Tom Clancy game because it got good reviews, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
So
I remember like the 3DS came out, and this was while I was working at the game store, and they, you know, it's like, okay, well, we got to have somebody to demo it because we don't have like a little kiosk where people can go to play it. It's like, all right, you got to lock this thing to yourself, and you're going to stand up front. If people want to play it, they have to play it while standing next to you.
You were like a human pole.
Yes. Get a pole for that side.
Yeah. Pole the coal.
Coal the pole. Yeah.
Coal the pole. I don't care for that.
No.
Like you were like a sign spinner, but for a 3DS.
Yeah,
demo,
yeah. And the best game, the best game to demo around the time that launched was the Asphalt game.
Oh, sure. Like, hey kids, you want to play Asphalt?
Yeah.
Stand near me while you do it.
Yeah.
Don't leave. The that's really strange.
Yeah.
They should have just made a kiosk.
they should have.
Yeah. They should have sent a kiosk. What a damning thing to say.
Oh.
So they should have sent a poet. Like, they could have just sent a fucking sign.
Yeah.
They should have sent a mall stand that sells hermit crabs. Just sent a Krabby Cabana.
Yeah. iPhone battery replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the game we're talking about is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars, not Shadow That's Warriors.
Real quick, because you mentioned we talked about the mall real quick. You know what's huge in my mall now? The mall closest to my house. So like I've lived in the same neighborhood many times in a row now, and I'm adjacent to another neighborhood. And just for novelty, I've been trying to treat that other neighborhood as my neighborhood.
Okay.
So it's like a 7-minute walk to get there. But I'm like, this is new restaurants, this is new stores. I'm gonna treat this as my thing.
Right.
Because I'm a little bit closer to it. And a lot of times to go to the bus that's on that side or to get to those places, it makes no sense to cut through this mall.
Okay.
So I spend a lot of more time in this mall than I used to. The big thing now in malls, are little, like kind of like remote control animals that you ride. Like
what?
It looks like a little, like a sawhorse, but covered with felt and dressed up like an animal. And they have wheels in where the feet would be in the hooves. And you rent them to ride them around the mall. And the mall is crawling with kids scooting around on these, like, stuffed dragons and stuff.
Okay, first off, that sounds like it'd be really, really fun, but also very dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't know, every little kid that I know is just a couple of years from being a teenager who will come and cut your Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Like,
or they're so young that they're just, like, agents of chaos. They're, like, little, like kid jokers. And
stuff. I'm going to run into your knees.
Yeah, I've definitely dodged one of them. Definitely got out of the way of one of them before.
I'm really surprised that those are like allowed out in the open, because in my mind, I could see those being at a little like central like plaza kind of thing, right.
Like a bumper car course. Like we have in this mall, there's an ice skating rink,
mm-hmm.
That's where they would put it. But instead there's like, every time I go there, there's like 40 people ice skating. I'm like, what the fuck? they're just a free roam. Like they're only on the ground floor. They're on the second floor. So they can't like fall down the stairs, but there's multiple stations and the ground floor of the mall has, you know, at any given, if you're just looking, you'll always see at least one or two of them.
Yeah.
And then there are like clusters where they swarm.
We call them swarms.
There's murders of whatever these things are.
Murder of kids.
They're called there's something like Animal Pal or something like that. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah.
Like creature buddy or something like that. I don't know. But it's pretty weird. And the animals are really like, cause they're stock still, they're stuffed animals and mm-hmm. stuff. So these kind of like lifeless, like staring expressions on their face.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very funny. Like
doing the animal equivalent of a T pose, just hovering around.
T posing while a kid rides them. And just like the kid coming towards you, like having the time of their life, and the animal just looking like, this will be over soon. This will be over soon. It's very funny. Yeah. But yeah, it was just like this weird mall trend. And I was like, this is such a big hit. Did no one think of this before? You know, it's just like essentially power wheels, like slow power wheels.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and as a kid, I always wanted to like drive around in a Power Wheels.
Yeah, Power Wheels are great as long as you can keep them charged.
Yeah, I never had one.
Yeah.
So they were like a luxury item when I was a kid. So I would have gone to a mall and rented one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Pow Power Wheels is what we call them, because that's they call them on the commercials.
So yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah.
So anywho, Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy. It's a little bit disappointing the way that the Ghost Recon games have kind of evolved into being kind of standard urban warfare
shooters, you know, like non-tactical shooters.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I remember, like, back in school, like, oh my gosh, you got to play this hyper realistic shooter or whatever, and everybody was real disappointed. That was like, oh my, I want to be the guy who pulls the trigger, I want to shoot it. And I was like, no, mm-hmm. you coordinate the movements. You're like, no, mm-hmm. they're it's like this, like that was good, and they just kind of stripped that away, which is a little bit of a bummer.
There was I remember trying to play the Nintendo 64 one,
mm-hmm.
and it being just like so, like, you know, mind-bogglingly complex for me at the time. But the idea of that kind of bisected play where you have a planning section that impacts like a slow FPS
mm-hmm.
is something I'd really love to see. I just don't want it to be an FPS. I want it to be a Resident Evil 4 style shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an over-the-shoulder, like, focus on, you know, the enemies are maybe in that situation, not crackshot terrorists that will headshot you.
Right.
You know, less, fewer insurgents, you know, more just, you know, not necessarily zombies, but something slower.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
it's just a bunch of insurgents with glue on their feet.
Yeah. But bad insurgents.
Yeah. It's tired, really incompetent dipshits.
Yeah. Tom Clancy's tired insurgents.
Anemic insurgents. Iron deficiency.
Yeah, iron deficiency.
Tom Clancy, like iron deficiency.
Yeah. we'll be way into that. Tom Clancy's Big Lunch. And in the coverage, it's a bunch of insurgents enjoying
like a bunch of burrito wrappers.
Yeah, just like tons of burrito wrappers, like, and all of them kind of suddenly going, oof.
Are you a Ooh. Bad enough dude to clear out this Buca di Beppo?
Samaro is locked down. extremely into that. I would play that game. Nom Clancy.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't done a Tom Clancy just by sheer numbers.
Just by chance, yeah, just by most of the games.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. This one I think is probably one of the better ones, especially on the GBA, but I also don't want to play it again. I think probably when this came out, I would have been really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or much more into it, I guess.
Yeah.
It reviewed pretty well
mm-hmm.
at the time.
I was really surprised, actually, that this is like not like the lead SKU for it. That would be like the PC, and then the Dreamcast one is reviewed pretty well. But like, yeah, this might have been, you know, the Game Boy Advance equivalent of that Shadow Wars, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Game Boy Advance is a weird system where it had a lot of that kind of shit, where they mm-hmm. would, like, the Game Boy Color ports of things generally didn't try to adapt them.
Right,
they would just try to do what it actually was and fail at it. And the Game Boy Advance started trying to adapt them, so you ended up with, like, stuff like this and, like, those Tony Hawk ports.
Right.
That are isometric, that, like, reviewed really, really well, but I think they're really hard to play.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it's just, like, it's impressive that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that feels anything like Tony Hawk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that absolutely feels like a time and place kind of thing, especially from an audio perspective. Those Tony Hawk games were like, oh, like there are actually some pretty high fidelity music and sound if you, like, play this with headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just the impressiveness of that. Like, mm-hmm. I played those when they came out, and I was just too spoiled by the actual Tony Hawk.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing over my shoulder telling me that's not right. That's not right. That's not how flips work.
Just a weird little change in Tony Hawk as the Neil deGrasse Tyson of, like, skate movies.
Skateboarding. Yeah. This is inaccurate.
Yeah, no. Stop having fun, everybody.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of Tony Hawk. That's Dark Hawk.
Tony Hawk's Twitter continues to be just one of the best things, actually.
Yeah, he's very fun. I would love to meet him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel intimidated by meeting him. Like, sometimes there's somebody who I admire who is like, I don't want to meet that person.
Yeah,
I don't want to. I'd love to meet Tony Hawk and just be like, yeah, those games are awesome. Like, I love watching you skate.
Yeah.
Like, I have genuine affection for you. You're great.
Right. You see, you seem wholesome and good. That's
yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, you're wonderful. I think you're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, He is awesome.
I'm super happy for all of your success. You have given a gift to the wider world.
Yeah, tell Bob Burnquist the rotten fucking hell.
That Brazilian fuck.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank on polls. Rodney Mullen, can you tell Rodney Mullen to suck my dick?
Yeah, Mr. Hawk, we're missing the obvious one. Bam Margera.
Oh yeah, Bam Margera. Yeah. I consider him later. Like he's part of their crew, but I feel like he's like a weird satellite.
Yeah, like he was a scrappy dude, but I think he was there in Tony Hawk 3. I think they added him in there.
I was a 3 or 4. He came in during the Jackass inning. I think 3 is kind of before it gets. Maybe he's in 3, but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, no, he definitely doesn't. Restart. He doesn't hijack the tone, and like he eventually like it becomes
that's like Thug 2.
Yeah, it's like Bam Margera's Tony Hawk. Bam Margera's Tony Hawk's Tom Clancy, Rainbow 900,
Art of Skate War. Those Bam Margera, like, you know, we talked about before, like I have an affection for Jackass and stuff. And like the actual Bam solo show wasn't a good like content ratio for me. Mm-hmm. But some of those things with his parents, I do think are very funny. Like, it's still mean, but it's just like still also like pretty funny. Like, I don't know. Yeah. If I had tons of money and my parents had a good sense of humor, like I can imagine.
Like I didn't like it when he did violence to them. Like, just like, I'm gonna wake my dad up by beating the shit out of him. But like just when, like that's when he
one of the less clever ideas they've had.
Yeah, but just like you know, if he destroyed property, or you know, when he unleashed, like,
painted their house.
Yeah, like painted their house. Or one of my favorite ones was when he released an alligator into the house. And his mom was like, "Is that real?"
And he's just like laughing. Yeah, I think I can't remember if I talked about this on the show, but somebody on Twitter pointed out that Kenny and Spenny show to me. Have we talked about that?
So that was what, like a Canadian Jackass rivalry kind of deal,
kind of
like a Tom Green kind of deal. Prank Wars, right?
Prank Wars. It's like two guys, they decide who's the best at something,
right,
and stuff. And so we haven't talked about this.
No.
There's one of them which they decide who can do the best fart, and it is, I laughed so fucking hard at this, like, and part of it is just me being generally a lowbrow person,
right.
But like one of the dudes, like they're just like, you know, eating and trying to do different foods to do these better farts and stuff. They go to a doctor and they have this thing that like measures like methane, you know, and get him to have it. But one of the dudes like ultimately ends up using a air hose, like an air pump.
Oh God.
Like, put a bunch of air into his butt. And like part of me, I'm like, oh, you're going to die, dude.
Yeah. No, that's an embolism. Yeah.
You're going to have an embolism, but he doesn't. And instead he just kind of has these amazing, like extremely long melodic and percussive. Like you get all the instruments in there. Yeah. Art, and it's very funny. Like he starts doing an answer to things, like the other guy's like yelling at him, and he just turns around and just like does this extremely, you know, just like goes on longer than one would think.
Right.
You know, because he artificially put air into his butt, and he's like, then it cuts to him up in the attic doing it, and he's all like roiling in pain. And it's big Jackass vibes, but more focus.
Just a more applied Jackass.
More like an applied, like you've gone, you can't get into regular Jackass in college. You have to take applied Jackass.
Right.
It's on YouTube, and I laughed. It's so funny. Like it is very funny. Like it is a funny, like I haven't watched any other episodes. I just watched that one. It's very funny.
Well, I mean, so like that's straight up just a joke in Atomic, isn't it? Like trying to fart best, whatever that means.
Yeah, farts best. Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah. Yeah. But it was pre Kenny.
it was pre your Kenny Spenny awakening.
It's before I knew that there were actually two people who took the microwaves and made them real.
Yeah,
trying to see who would fart the best. it's pretty incredible. And like, there's some good fart shit out there. Good fart content. Have you ever watched? Have I talked to you about the Wet Hot American Summer fart commentary? That's on it.
No.
It's just them adding fart noises to the movie. There's no other commentary. And it's so good. Like, because characters like do things that are very innocuous, like they kind of like stretch their back, or they like, you know, crouch down before they jump, and they add them there, and then they'll make little sound effects for like inanimate objects. we'll do it. So like push a chair or like the thing where David Hyde Pierce throws his patching trowel.
Right.
And it hits the ground and they make that glass shattering noise. They just change it to a fart when he hits the ground. And it's the whole movie like that. And it just builds and builds as you're watching it until like it is legitimately some of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Like, I mean, it sounds like something that like just goes through cycles of being like, okay, I'm a nerd to it. But then every like when that breaks through, you laugh harder.
Yeah.
Until there's no resistance left.
And the floor for it is just Wet Hot American Summer.
Right.
So it's like already still very funny. Like even when the farts aren't on the screen, it's still extremely good.
Right.
You know? So yeah, way into it.
Yeah. No, I forget what got us on farts, Gary.
I don't care to know. Well, it's us doing two games in a row with very little like good internet presence.
That's true. Yeah.
Like there's no Game Pax Gold or anything for this. It's just kind of good, slower tactical gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it can shoot you off screen and you die in three hits. So that part sucks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know. And also it is like weirdly grim when one of your guys dies because everybody just kind of like, well, I'm the leader now.
Yeah. There are a lot of field promotions.
Yeah.
They go on in this thing. So.
Yeah. So yeah, the only, I was expecting there to be just kind of a lot of like garbage about this on Game Facts, but really on the message board, people are just kind of like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. There's one person who's really on point. GGF162 says, I swear to God, the most annoying thing about this game was, that's the topic. And then the body is, the button to get hostages to follow you is the same one you use to fire your gun. Like,
yeah. Seems like a bad choice. But it's also very relatable, right? Like you're trying to, you know, you're like motioning with your gun everywhere. You know? Like, come on, follow me. And you're just kind of waving it. Like, seems like some people would definitely accidentally get shot.
Yeah. There's a there's a PSVR game that I've had my eye on, but it's never really dropped quite enough in price. Called The American Dream.
Okay.
Which is like everything is this super idyllic, suburban, Norman Rockwell kind of life, except your main way of interacting with everything is to shoot it.
Okay.
You know, so like you're standing at the grill or whatever and you're shooting at the burgers to make them flip. It is like everybody has guns and they're all shooting everything at each other.
It's like that Simpsons, the cartridge family
thing,
like the tool, like guns on a weapon, it's a tool. I'm glad that my sensitivity to guns and the constant parade of mass shootings in this country, like I'm glad that it hasn't ruined violent video games for me, for one, but two, I'm glad that like comedy guns still work on me.
Yeah.
Like all it's going to take is me being at the wrong mall for that no longer to be true. But like that idea is very funny to me in this innocent state that I'm in now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
agreed.
I'm glad about that. Someday that will be robbed from me statistically likely.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Can't do anything about that problem.
Nope.
Don't try. Who, remind me who suggested this?
That was Eric.
Eric.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. This is better than it had any right to be, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks everybody for listening. If you would like to support this network, if you like the show, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Throw us a couple of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At $5, you get a bunch of extra episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just of the show, but of other stuff too. Full premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs. You get a whole new show, an Unfilmable, and Bonfireside Chat as well.
Yeah. And at $10, you get the backlog of all of that stuff.
Yeah. Coming up on 70 episodes premium that you likely haven't heard. So,
yeah,
it's a good way to do it.
Yep. Consider doing that. And then also ratings and reviews on iTunes are very appreciated.
Yeah.
And that's probably about it.
I think so.
Yeah. So until next time, who is Tom Clancy's dog?
Hopefully being taken care of by a friend. He's definitely a guy who would have had a dog, I think.
Tom Clancy? Oh yeah, like a big old mean dog.
Yeah.
You know, but still like good. It's not Tom Clancy's dog's fault that Tom Clancy adopted them.
right.
You know.
Oh my gosh, Chris is getting his dog tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting pets. It's great.
Yep. It's good stuff. Yeah.
My girlfriend got some rats.
Oh yeah.
So I'm hanging out with little tiny rattos in a little cage. They're real
cute. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. All right.
Love that.